Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amadei Show, episode 615, Solving Problems with Creativity. Well, I'm sitting here on a cold and snowy night in Denver, Colorado. I've been in the studio all day, and I'm getting ready for some much-needed rest before I take to the streets in the morning to go to Shepherd of the Hills and Centennial and play music for their contemporary worship service. But I wanted to come in and talk about the topic I had lined up for today, which is in line with the things we've been talking about over the last few days, which is finding creativity, kind of allowing ourselves to work through, just for a moment, our need to survive and kind of live with this trauma and allow ourselves to kind of open up and become more like children again, even if it's just for a few moments. And I want to now kind of bridge that gap and talk a little bit more about how we can start to make it not just a fleeting moment, but have it be something that is applicable even when we're having to solve adult problems in the world. Now, one of the things that I remember being kind of laughed at for as a kid, and I'm not suggesting you do this, is whenever there was a problem that would come up that we were supposed to help solve, I would somehow come up with just some outlandish, ridiculous way of doing it. And I remember at one point trying to test my thinking, trying to sit there and think, are the things that I'm told real, or told are real, I should say, are they actually real? And I remember as a kid, and I knew this was dumb at the time. Trust me, I wasn't actually believing this. But I even asked myself, is a car actually faster than somebody running? Now, of course it is. Obviously it is. But I needed to try to think through this process. I wanted to see it for myself. I wanted to play with the hypothesis. Because there's a lot of times where you would have something that seems the tried and true way to solve or deal with the situation that ends up being completely ridiculous and have no need for it being the only answer at all. So what I kind of employ in my own life, and I'm not saying I'm an expert in this, but these are just some ideas, is when I'm encountering a problem, especially ones that I know how to solve, because it's a good training ground, I like to sit back, become very neutral, not think one way or another about the problem itself, at least just for a few minutes, and picture it from a far away kind of view. I picture it getting smaller and smaller, and then just being able to see it within context and think of all of the different ways that this problem can be solved that doesn't maybe require as much effort as we would normally put in, or does not require as much capital, whether that's in action, mental capital, psychological, emotional capital, trying to think of ways you can take care of it much easier. This reminds me of the 80-20 rule, which is that 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. I think a lot of times we see a problem, and when we're in the cycle of having to live and survive as we've been taught to, we spend a lot of time on those 80% of actions that only yield 20% of the results. But if we get good at understanding what that 20% that yields the 80% return is, I think we can start to move through life a little bit better. And I think creativity, the ability to brainstorm, the ability to see things from different angles, to flip ideas on their head, to flip processes and traditional ways of thinking about something on its head, is a good practice to see it. It's like Plato, being able to pull things apart. It doesn't mean that you need to burn down all of the things that someone have thought of before, because obviously there's reasons for it. And sometimes, I'm very guilty of this, sometimes I find myself reinventing the wheel or coming up with some version of something that doesn't really move the needle at all. So it's important to learn when you're doing that as well. maybe it's not worth your time to make this a large creative endeavor. But the only reason I bring up this concept is staying light about solving problems and building faith in your own ability as a creative person to come up with solutions is very, very important. It's important because we start to psychologically trust ourselves more and trust ourselves to be able to make something worthwhile when we need to. And that itself is a pretty powerful kind of situation to be in a very powerful psychological state to be able to have at your disposal if you're going to be an artist. Now, I know this seems a little vague, but really, I think if you take the concept and you just try to enjoy it, next time a small problem, an easy problem comes up, find a creative way to do so. Find a creative way to maybe get into your house. You know, I don't know. Maybe some of you will have the neighbors call the police on you because you're breaking in through your window. But, you know, tell them I sent you. The idea being is that we can stop getting out of this just consistent process where we do the same things the same way every day, which ultimately really does drive away our creative and playful spirit. And when we start being more creative and enjoying the process of solving problems in our day-to-day life, using that creativity, we start to tap into something powerful, which is ourselves. All right, that's it for this evening. I'll be returning again with another podcast tomorrow, talking about the next step, another idea about creativity. Now, if you're interested in finding out more about me, you can go to michaelamade.com. That thing will be updated and probably reworked very, very soon. I had a meeting about that earlier today as well. But until the meantime, also, if you want to keep up more with me, you can jump on social media, find me on Facebook, Instagram, all of that. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat under the name Michael Amade. But until next time, I want to make sure that you live courageously and you live creatively and that you have a wonderful night. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.